That's 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. Here tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's the point of Free Talk Live. We do it 7 nights a week live. So if you miss a night, no big deal. We've got them all online for you. You can download them at your leisure at freetalklive.com. You can also create the content of the site. So when you find something online that you think's interesting and you want to share it with the rest of our listeners, you can submit it as show prep, and then other listeners will vote up or down, the most voted up, making it to the front page in the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll go to Peter, listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. We've been talking about a raid on Patapsco Market in Baltimore, and the federal government cracking down on people for selling knockoff products. Go ahead with your thoughts, Peter.
Hey, guys. There's actually a couple of ways to look at this. One, the federal government shouldn't be involved in, you know, in policing this kind of stuff, with the exception of, say, like the case with the contact lenses, which are actually dangerous because of the way they were made and the fact that they can use the eye.
Well, I don't even see why the federal government needs to be involved in that either. I mean, shouldn't buyers beware?
Took them 2.5 years to do this investigation, I wonder.
It's not like... There's a difference in a knockoff and a counterfeit. A knockoff is something of similar style, similar whatever, right, similar material. The counterfeit is something that uses the same name, right, and makes you think it's the same product. So if you buy something that says, for argument's sake, Acuvue contact lens on it, and you're getting it at a discount, unless it's a huge discount where you're going to say, oh, wow, that can't possibly be right, right? You know, you're going to think you're buying Acuvue lenses, and you put them on your eye, they fuse to your eye, and then, you know, that's the case.
I get what you're saying there, but I don't think that the federal government needs to be involved in, you know, local purchasing disputes. Couldn't you have some sort of contract enforcement agency or whatever, whether it's the local government or some sort of private arbitration firm handle that? Why do you need to have a centralized federal government for this?
Well, I'm not saying it should be for contract disputes. That's why I specified in the case where it's a dangerous product that can hurt you. Right? You know, if and another thing is...
But why do you feel the need that it has to be the federal government that handles this? I mean, if you've got a legitimate claim against someone who is engaging in fraud, that's not a federal... It shouldn't be a federal issue. That's a local issue.
Except the federal government, they allow those products, not for the counterfeit products, but they allow the actual products to be sold, because they've been tested and proven to be safe. Right? So those laws are being violated.
Well, I don't know what all the laws are around. I don't know what all the laws are around. Contact lenses. But all that said, certainly the federal government is standing in the way of products getting to market. But just because they have regulatory hoops doesn't mean that they should be the ones dealing with local disputes.
Let me jump in on this one. Don't you think that that a person who buys contact lenses for $599 from the cosmetic contact lenses from $599 from the local flea market has some level of responsibility and culpability in their own health decisions?
Oh, of course. I mean, I wouldn't buy them. Wrong, and if my kids wanted to buy them, I wouldn't let them buy them. I mean, we don't have enough common sense for what we do and what we don't do, right?
And that's kind of what I'm thinking on this particular issue. Now, I think that there's a reasonably good argument for counterfeit bolts. They'll counterfeit these Delta bolts that are supposed to hold, 1,500 pounds, and they're made out of some kind of pot metal, and they can hold 150 pounds.
Oh, boy.
And so there's no discernible way to tell the difference in these things. And I think that can be a legitimate gripe. But I still think it can be held, that it is a civil case as well as a federal case, because civil courts can hand down punitive decisions. And, companies or individuals that make this counterfeit stuff
can be held
liable.
Right, take the vendor to court. I don't see why you need to have a federal government involved in this at all. That just doesn't make sense to me. Why can't the person who is questioning the vendor take that person to some sort of arbitration?
Right, and in a case like that, well, one, if the vendor is in a flea market, may not be there tomorrow, but,
Well, then don't get your bolts at the flea market.
The contact lenses or the bolts, you don't know that those are fake until something goes wrong.
That's true, but you do know that you're going to get legitimate products from dealers that you trust, right?
Right?
So if you go to Home Depot, the Home Depot buyer is not going to be doing business with the kind of person who's going to be selling these crap can bolts. They're going to be getting you the brand names. They're going to verify who they're doing business with. They're going to check it out. In the same way that Walmart or Target, when they're getting a coffee maker, they're not going to get it from some ripoff vendor because they want to make sure it's not going to set on fire in somebody's home. They want to make sure it's got UL certification. They've got a bunch of things that they want to check off their list before they put a product on their shelves and sell it to people. So it's
right.
It's buyer beware. Yeah. This is one of the biggest problems with Americans is that they trust the government to keep them safe. And no, you need to look at your own buying habits and really consider what it is.
Because apparently the government can't keep you safe if it took them 2.5 years to shut down whatever unsafe stuff was going on at this flea market.
This one flea market.
So, you're just talking about, like, UL listing. What about all the house fires that started around the holidays because people go and buy UL-listed, extension cords that are knockoffs from China that can't, they overheat and they start fires?
Hold on a second. Are you saying UL-listed extension cords are problematic?
No. What I'm saying is the knockoffs that have a sticker on it that say UL-listed. And they're not actually UL-listed.
If it's listed, you can verify that. I mean, if it's actually listed, you can contact UL and you can verify.
Well, I don't imagine many people do that, but where do they buy these UL knockoff?
Well, I mean, usually you get them like dollar stores.
Dollar stores
and
stuff.
I wouldn't buy an extension cord in a dollar store.
Yeah.
There you go.
You hear about them on the news every year.
Peter, the thing that I disagree with you on here is we don't need the federal government to do these things. As you pointed out, all these products are already on the marketplace. The government hasn't stopped them from being marketed. They've shut down one flea market. I mean, how much money did this cost? 2.5 years of investigation, plus, as from what our caller pointed out last hour, a huge raid, a very expensive raid involving multiple agents shutting down exits, multiple buses loading it up with products. I mean, this is an incredibly expensive task. You're asking the taxpayers, you're demanding that the taxpayers be covering this cost, and I say just buyer beware, man, buy smart.
Oh, yeah, and I'm agreeing with you. But,
okay,
case where I said the federal government should be involved in is cases like things that are sold, knockoff medicines, knockoff, contact lens, things that actually hurt somebody. Not
counterfeits.
Who cares if someone knocks off a Nike shirt?
I still don't agree, but thank you for the call, Peter. Appreciate hearing from you. I don't think you need the federal government to do any of those things. Why? You think they're going to keep you safe from dangerous products?
As far as I'm concerned,
it's an illusion.
When you're talking, I think just about everybody who's listening to my voice considers, people operating freely, whether you call it the free market or capitalism or whatever term one wants to talk about, use in that situation. They know that it's more efficient than the federal government or that any governmental agency, because the governmental agencies don't have, they don't have any responsibility for their actions. If they do something wrong, you can't really do anything about it. Secondarily, if they take too long to do it, you can't do anything about it. They come in under budget, you can't do anything about it. I mean, they're known for going over budget. So if you left the enforcement mechanism in the hands of these companies and allowed them to take these other, whoever these counterfeiters are, to circuit court, force them to, because as long as the federal government's there to wipe their noses and say, oh, don't worry about it, you big multinational corporations will take care of you and just take care of your little enforcement stuff for you. As long as the federal government does that, they're not going to send out their own agents or hire private investigators or whatever to do this stuff on their own.
Well, right. And these big companies would be concerned with cost if they actually had to do it themselves. They would have to evaluate whether or not it was worth going and doing these enforcement actions or spending the time and the money to investigate these other companies.
Secondarily, if they bring a case and that case is considered frivolous or they lose, then in the civil court, there's a much better chance they'll have court costs levied against them.
Right. Instead of having the federal government do all their dirty work for them and then be completely untouchable as far as countersuits and that sort of thing. So it's really, there's no reason to have a federal government at all. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Not in this area.
You can take control of the airwaves in any area. 1-855-450-3733. It's just like another criminal gang. Free Talk Live.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance. From the Industrial Age to the Space Age. Gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
If you dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. The mobile site is one of them. Smartphone users can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams in all three formats. We've got different size bitrate streams. We've got the broadband, the midband, and the narrowband streams. You can go and get them all through our mobile site over at m.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin's the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government. There's no fees involved. You can learn how by watching the video at weusecoins.org. Excuse me, it's weusecoins.org. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com.
So we were up against the idea a moment ago that the federal government is somehow out there to keep you safe. And I think that's an idea that they like to propagate. You know, they want you to believe that it's their job to keep you safe. In fact, I believe I've heard Bush and Obama say something similar to that while behind some podium giving a speech, that it's their job, their primary job, to keep you Americans safe.
They're really bad at it.
But, yeah, not only is it pretty clear that they put more people in danger by their actions of going around the world and killing people, but also I think that anybody that takes a close look will find out that the regulatory structures that are purportedly there to protect consumers are actually there to protect the big corporations. And that's why they raided Petosco Market in Baltimore, was to protect the corporations like Nike and the other manufacturers that were upset that people were selling goods that looked kind of similar to theirs at this location. That's what this was all about. The fact that they found some bad contact lenses there allowed them to make it sound like it was all worthwhile. But if people are relying on the federal government to keep them safe, they are in for a world of hurt.
Because they have no responsibility.
Correct. The federal government has no liability for anything that they do. If it turns out that they've made a mistake, or it turns out that that in point of fact they should have done something they didn't do that resulted in people dying or resulted in people getting hurt, then it doesn't matter. There's no way that you can hold them liable for that. And all the while, they're taking all kinds of money from you. And we know that right now there's no shortage of questionable products in the marketplace. Look at, you know, look at alternative health remedies. Some of those things are pretty questionable. I think some allopathic ones are questionable as well. But there's all manner of different dangerous, risky products that people can go out there and use in all number of ways. And the idea that you're going to have the federal government keeping you safe from these things is pretty utopian, in my opinion. Not only would it cost billions and billions of dollars for them to even attempt to try to put a stop to every single dangerous product out there in the marketplace, but they still wouldn't be successful even if they did that. So give up on the whole idea that the feds are going to protect you and start thinking of ways that we can protect ourselves. Start taking the responsibility into your own hands for your own safety and your family's health and all of that. Let's go to Rob listening in Greenwich, New Jersey to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Send this message out to the sheeple. They need to wake up. They need to turn their TV off, listen to alternative news, get their media while they can through the internet before it goes away with the CISPA bill and the SOPA and all that. But anyway, these people need to take responsibility for themselves, become more self-sufficient, stop buying into all this corporate greed. I just don't get it.
So it sounds like you don't trust the federal government to keep you safe.
Absolutely not. You got to keep your own self safe. I worked for the federal government. I was in the Army. I was in Afghanistan 2010. I get wounded. I come back. I have to go through hell through the VA in order to get treatment and everything else. So the government's not going to keep you safe. They use you, and then they let you go, and you go on your merry little way, and you got to learn how to make it on your own. That's why we have all this problem now with the economics, where the government isn't going to provide you with all your little stuff that you need, your little check in the mail. You just got to go out there and do it yourself. And I just don't get it.
I feel so bad for the military guys who, they signed up. They thought that they were going to get taken care of and whatever. You know, they're going.
Surprise! You've got socialized health care.
Right. And they come back and it's just a whole different world.
USSA, United Socialist States of America. That's,
you know, while we've got you on here, Rob, give me an example of one of your experiences at the VA.
Well, the VA's treating me good. It's just a little contract that you have to go through in order to get compensated and this and that for your injuries. So, you know, I almost got my leg blown off. And you come back and you have to go through hell. You have to, you go through all your appointments, you get the treatment. And like the doctors, nurses, they're all great people. They're all ex-military themselves, so they understand. It's the bureaucracy involved. It's sure. That big government. It's that system. That's where it lacks. And then you fall in the cracks. And, you know, sometimes you need help with other veterans. Thank God there is other veterans to help you out and to give you guidance and to go that way. But, you know, if you rely on them, you'll be in the tent, living in a tent.
And there's a lot of veterans that are living in tents.
What's that?
There are a lot of veterans that have ended up living in tents.
Oh, yeah, there is. Unfortunately, there is. And, you know, people, you know, shake your hand, thank you for your service, this and that. But and the other way, they turn your back.
Well, who were you really serving anyway? Weren't you just serving the U.S. government and their corporate masters?
Yeah, absolutely. And I took the red pill and I woke up. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I served as the global master. That's
right. Right, because I can tell you, you weren't serving me. I didn't want you to go there.
You know why I served the guy next to me? That's why I served.
Yeah, you know, and this is what it's truly like. Once you're over there, that's, you know, I mean, you're getting shot at and stuff, and you're trying to protect the unit because you know that unit cohesion's what's going to keep you alive.
Exactly.
Till you get home.
That's what it's all about. You know, politics and all that go right out the window when bullets start flying at you.
Indeed.
And the only person you care about is the guy next to you.
I'm glad you made it back, Rob, and glad to hear that you've, found the better path. And thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks.
Yep, 855-450-FREE, taking the red pill, as he pointed out. 1-855-450-3733. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, we know that Ron Paul, for instance, the number one candidate when it comes to getting support from people in the military, of course, he's the only...
By a long shot.
He's the only other candidate in the race, in the Republican Party's race right now. And we were talking before the show, Mark, about Ron Paul, whether or not he can actually win at this point. I mean, is it even a possibility?
And they say that it's possible. I mean, there's stories out there, and I've got one that says it. But, you know, I wish that the young guys signing up for the military got to hear what that caller had to say. Because, you know, when we say things on the air like what we say on the air, oftentimes we'll get vilified. You hate America and that kind of thing. That guy, he's a veteran. Are you saying that he hates America? Or are you saying that perhaps he's learned something through his service that might be of value?
I think you're right about that, Mark. I think a lot of people who are young, who are considering joining the military, should talk to somebody like that gentleman, a former military person, give them the real perspective on what it's like. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled AirFusion systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getpreparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communications. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Getpreparedexpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopek, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Here tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And we invite you on over to the website. You can watch, you can listen, and interact. The webcam is available for you over at cam.freetalklive.com. And built into the same page as the webcam is our chat room, where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Once again, head over to cam.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at getting liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people that think like you do. Because I can tell you that even though liberty ideals are kind of on the rise around the country with the popularity of Ron Paul, that doesn't necessarily translate into a future of liberty in your area. Because if people, all they do is go and vote for Ron Paul and go to a Ron Paul rally, that's not going to cut it.
Nope.
It's not going to cut it to achieve liberty in your lifetime. You've got to do more activism than just go and vote for some presidential candidate or some local candidate. You've got to do more than vote. There's more to activism than just going and punching a Chad. And if you agree with that, you understand that that activism entails a whole lot more than that, and you're willing to do what it takes, then go to freestateproject.org and learn about a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all moving to the same place and getting active for liberty. Over at freestateproject.org, that's freestateproject.org. As we continue, we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Jerry, listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hey, Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, Ian and Mark. I called you, I suppose, it's been about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, perhaps a little bit longer, and the time when the Pat Tillman story was kind of popular, it had stopped But I was wondering what the United States, and I don't know if you know this of the date, but the Army's mentality or their position in regards to the poppy seeds and the opium that's being harvested in Afghanistan, or if they're still burning the fields, or they're trying to harvest the poppy fields for opiates and perhaps pain killing properties that could lower the price. I know that back in the States and perhaps establish a little bit of monetary value in Afghanistan. And also,
are you asking whether the military is harvesting poppy fields?
Oh no! The Afghanistan country itself has always grown poppies.
Right. Well, what's your question about it? Maybe I misunderstood.
Yes. Well, when we were over there in the thick of things, it was always a policy of back and forth of either burning the fields because it was deemed morally wrong to grow it in the first place instead of foodstuffs or corn or something like that,
mm-hmm. Right?
Or to save it and to process it and to perhaps.
So I'm confused. You're saying the policy of the military was to either burn the fields or
it's
not?
The CIA's policy. The military does what the CIA wants in this particular area. The CIA has, like you said, alternated between, and I don't know what's going on right now, between guarding these fields so that local farmers can have some kind of income to protect them from the warlords and that kind of thing, to burning these fields so that the heroin, and poppies are just poppies, by the way. The same things that you grow in your yard are the same things that produce opium and heroin and all these other drugs that can be used for good or for pleasure or whatever. The answer is, I don't frankly know what they're doing right now.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything
recently.
I would
guess that people that were politically connected were having their poppy fields protected, and people that were on the political outs are not.
Well,
if you're in Karzai's tribe or whatever, then you're in, and if you're not, you're not.
All I know is that I heard, and I don't know when the last time I heard it, was that Afghanistan's opium production has increased, and the heroin production has increased ever since the invasion. Essentially. Yeah, that's what I'd heard. I'd heard their output has increased in that under the Taliban it was actually more repressed
yeah.
than it was
I have
with
heard the same.
The U.S. military.
Now, that makes sense. Because there was a small article here in Virginia paper, and here again, this was about 3 or 4 years ago, last time I spoke on this subject, that had a good opinion, whether you agree on the morality of it growing. It does exist, and it was supposed to bring down the price considerably, especially in the States and in their own country as well. And it would be a good thing in regards to using qualities to relieve pain here in the States. So that's what I was asking about more than anything.
Jerry, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mike, listening in Nebraska to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hello, Mike.
Hi there. I hope I got a good enough connection for you to hear me.
Yes, sir. You sound fine.
Okay, good. Hey, you're talking about the government's job protecting you, and it's not really. This is something I can't reach my notes right now. I'm driving, and I can't reach the cubbyhole for my notes. But I like to study case law in my spare time, and I was reading one that from the Supreme Court, and it said, "quote It is not the job of law enforcement to protect the citizenry. It is the job of law enforcement to protect the corporation and arrest code breakers."
The corporation being the government.
Yeah, it's the corporation being the government. But the Supreme Court called the government the corporation.
That's because governments are corporations. That's why.
Yeah, now what you're talking about, the heroin, in 2000, Afghanistan produced 18% of the world's heroin. In 2010, they produced 95%.
Jeez.
Yeah, I heard that same statistic. And you can go on YouTube and look up the United States Marine major talking to somebody from some mainstream news channel saying, oh, yeah, it's a, if we don't cultivate it, the bad guys will, I think is what he said. So we're just over here doing what we have to do.
Yeah.
Like they justify it. But it's not. It's and if I could just read you one more thing, just real quick, one sentence.
Sure. As long as you don't
crash. Because of what appears to be a lawful command on the surface, many citizens, because of respect for the law, are cunningly coerced into waiving their rights due to ignorance. And that's from U.S. versus Binker. It is our job to know what's going on dealing with these cops. It's not their job to protect you. They
nope.
carry guns to protect themselves, not you.
Absolutely correct. The other words they leave off when you ever see the seal on the police cars, to serve and protect, they're not telling you the full story. It's true. They are there to serve and protect. They're there to serve and protect their masters, calling themselves the legislature, and their other buddies in the state, like the attorney general and the other their cronies. They're not there to serve and protect you. And since you are somebody who likes to look into the case law, I'm sure you've already looked into other cases where, if you Google no obligation to protect, it'll come up with all kinds of interesting results. Just the first
right. At the top, yeah. No obligation to protect. If you think that the government's there to protect you, please Google that. No
yeah.
obligation to protect.
Right. It's not just Mike finding one sentence in one case somewhere, you know, randomly.
It's over and
in the
over
past.
Again.
It's over and over in a lot of different areas
it's
they've
easy.
Ruled this.
If the government was responsible for protecting you, then when your house got burglarized, they'd have to pay for it. You know as well as I do, if you hired a company to protect your house and your house got burglarized, they'd be responsible.
That's like right. Thoughts. And, hey, I'm going to look that up tonight. No obligation to protect. I'll research that. The last thing I wanted to ask you was, you know, in the event that there's some kind of a collapse and there's martial law or there's checkpoints like there already are, I'm a truck driver. When I go through Tennessee on the Interstate 64, there's Homeland Security checkpoints all the time where they just stop you and start, you know, shaking you down and questioning
Yikes.
You. But
Is it just truckers that they stop? Wait, do they just stop the truckers or do they stop everybody?
They stop everybody. It's the Viper team.
That's scary.
Yeah, the Viper team that is checking out bus stops and that kind of thing.
Mike, thanks for the call tonight, man.
What percentage do you think of the police officers and law enforcement are going to say, hey, we don't want to go along with this BS?
I don't know. I would hope each one of them has their line in the sand, but I doubt many of them have thought about it. Thank you, Mike, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. If any law enforcement officers would like to answer that question, where is your line in the sand? 855-453 Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am that dirty ass. Takes away everything you can get. Keeps them on the hook with this immortal head.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number here, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Live Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts here. Is it possible that Ron Paul could win at this point? Some people still believe that it is. I don't know if they're deluding themselves, but maybe we could take a look at that here in a little bit. Of course, we'll also take your calls about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And here tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can help support Free Talk Live. You can go and become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. When you are an amplifier, you get access to special perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Once again, drop by amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about it, and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with you and your calls. Joe is listening in Idaho to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Joe.
How you doing?
Joe, doing great.
I just caught the tail end of one of your callers about the heroin trade in Afghanistan. There's an excellent article that appeared in Soldier of Fortune by a gentleman that was over there to help the Afghanistan in drug interdiction. The title of the article is Afghanistan, It's All About the Dope. The author's first name is Stu Steinberg. I believe is his last name. He is a Vietnam vet also. He was in law enforcement in Oregon. And the article is a scathing account of what's going on in Afghanistan. Hmm. And also there's a fellow by the name of Greg Roberts, who is a retired lieutenant colonel from the Army, who is also a Vietnam vet. He was in the Marine Corps before he joined the Army. He has on his site a lot of information about the drug trade that happened in Vietnam and Afghanistan.
No, when you say it's, but let's go back to the first part about the article. When you say it's scathing, what do you mean? Scathing in what way?
Well, Stu Steinberg will never go back to Afghanistan. They would probably kill him. If you read his article, he describes what happens, what is happening with the drug trade in Afghanistan, and how I think one of your callers mentioned before that the production is probably up 4 or 5-fold at least in Afghanistan.
But and this is presumably under the watchful eye of the U.S. military.
Well, being a Marine myself, I saw the Marine that was in the poppy field guarding, there were troops there. It makes you wonder, what are we doing there?
Right, and then there was, you mentioned also Vietnam, where certainly it's no, anybody that has paid attention to the drug trade knows that there were people in the military that were using their connections to move fairly large amounts of black tar heroin across the ocean, come here to the U.S.
If you read Craig Roberts, riflewarrior.com is the site, he describes President Q, President or Vice President Key, the players that were involved in the drug trade, and the banks that were involved. There's a trail, and this is we're talking.
You're talking about Vietnam,
early '60s. But if you compare what and Stuart Steinberg. I believe was either in the, he was in the 101st or 82nd. He was in Vietnam during the Tet Offensive. I was there in 69 and 70. But I find it ironic that if you read, Stewart's article that's in Soldier of Fortune, I think it was a year ago, last December, and if you go to Craig Roberts' site, who was, he was a helicopter pilot, he worked for the Tulsa Police Department. He's a retired lieutenant colonel. These are pretty credible people, and they discuss names and point fingers at who's involved in the drug trade, just like the.
And you mean like who's involved within the U.S. federal government?
Apparently, the president and the vice president at the time.
Joe, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the heads up and the information. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here. Francisco is in Denver, Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about CISPA that you spoke about yesterday
yes.
at the beginning of the show. So CISPA stands for Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act.
It does.
And, I was listening to the podcast this morning, and I believe Ian had mentioned that the bill is completely unnecessary. And I just wanted to call and talk about that statement. So I just want to say that I work in the information security industry. That's what I do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And I completely agree with you. Before I say anything, I just have to say that anything I say is just my opinion, not the opinion of my employer. But, the information security industry has always shared data between competitors. I mean, the organization I work for has a research and development arm where, we'll find any exploits or vulnerabilities in things that have not been discovered yet, and we'll publish them, on our website for free for anybody. That includes competing companies.
Right. I mean, look at virus. Look at the virus researchers. I mean, they're taking reports from anywhere they can because we all know that working together, cooperating to some extent on some issues is very, very helpful for everyone. Raises all the boats.
And that's exactly what we do. And when we come out to the market first and provide some important information about a threat that may not have yet been discovered, or the software vendor is not aware of yet. First of all, we can be the first to market, which puts our name in the headlines, which is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, we make our customers feel better, right? Because we can publish this post, say, look, this is what we found. And by the way, you're already protected against any of this if you have our services.
Right.
Which is really helpful. And even more, many organizations in the information security world, not only the one I work for, share information with large software vendors, you know, large ones like Microsoft, Apple, stuff like that, where you actually have agreements between organizations. But say, for example, the information security company will provide, as an example, Microsoft, specific data about the types of attacks that we're seeing against their operating system, right? In return, Microsoft will give us some advanced notice on stuff that they may release to the public. For example, let's say they'll tell us, hey, in a month, we're going to release this update to our operating system. It's patching this pretty important bug. You may want to do something about that. So any kind of sharing of information between tech companies is already being done in abundance. And I think the government being involved in that at all, even in the most minute detail, will just hinder anything that's being done.
Absolutely. I mean, and, of course, it seems to me that I'm glad that you called to back me up on that, because I knew that to some extent I was speculating a little bit, but I also knew that there were some level of – like there was nothing prohibiting companies from sharing information. And as you pointed out, there's plenty of it that's going on. So then wouldn't you agree that CISPA, that the real purpose of CISPA is to basically exempt mega corporations from liability for following the diktats of the federal government?
Possibly. You know, I think it also has a lot to do with protecting government from cyber attacks, quote unquote, maybe, or having more information about what their citizens are doing online, because it, you know, it adds to a lot of what's going on. Like, you know, it allows them to ask ISPs or any large internet corporation, let's say Google, Apple, whatever it may be, to provide data without caring about privacy laws, right? I mean, they're basically throwing all the privacy laws out and saying, but he could be a cyber terrorist.
Well, no doubt about it. But my point there is that the government's already protected from those privacy laws and that they're not liable for their actions. So the only people that are liable for violating privacy are those corporations, the Verizons, the AT&Ts of the world, the Comcast. And so CISPA would effectively make them no longer liable for violating your privacy at the government's behest. That seems to be the crux of the issue.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's been well known. I mean, and you can research this. Recently, there was an article from a whistleblower who worked at an AT&T site that basically all his job was to collect data from their customers.
Right, and ship it out to the NSA. I'd heard about that. And thank you, Francisco, for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, Ron Paul and or robot sex? You can talk about either one or whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.